From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The nation's unemployment rate went down in April. The Labor Department says it dropped slightly to 8.1%, but NPR's Dave Mattingly reports job growth was weak.
Employers added 115,000 jobs in April, fewer than analysts were forecasting, raising renewed concerns about manufacturing and construction. Economist Hugh Johnson describes the employment gains as disappointing and weak.
You can't add 115,000 jobs to payrolls each month and expect that the unemployment rate is going to decline much below the current level.
Johnson says last month's jobless rate went down mainly because more people stopped looking for work. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is obliquely acknowledging the controversy over a Chinese human rights activist recently released from U.S. embassy protection in Beijing, but she says the overall U.S.-China relationship must be preserved.
But we are working to make sure that none of that misperception or difference of opinion is allowed to interfere with the complex and comprehensive relationship.
The activist Chen Guangcheng has been in a hospital, and he's now concerned that he and his family will not be safe. He wants asylum in the U.S. for himself and his family. So far, Chinese officials have said only that he may apply to study abroad like any other Chinese citizen. A spokesman for International Envoy Kofi Annan says the peace plan he brokered for Syria is on track despite reports of ceasefire violations. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the spokesman says private negotiations to cement the 6 points of the plan are ongoing.
Spokesman Ahmed Fawzi notes the crisis in Syria has been going on for more than a year, and it's not going to be resolved in a day or a week. He says there are no big signs of compliance on the ground, but there are small signs of compliance.
Some heavy weapons have been withdrawn. Some heavy weapons remain. Some violence has receded. Some violence continues.
Fawzi agrees this isn't satisfactory, but he says there appears to be slow, steady movement in the right direction. He adds, even on days when there is progress, observers are horrified by the extent of violence on the ground. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Gay couples campaigning for civil unions in Colorado are claiming a victory. A key Republican-led House committee has advanced a bill it had previously opposed. And that means Colorado could become the latest of more than a dozen states providing legal protections for same-sex couples. Stock prices have opened lower this morning on the April employment report, showing some weakening of the economy. The Dow Industrials down 80 points. This is NPR. A court in Russia's second city of St. Petersburg has fined a gay rights activist for spreading what it calls homosexual propaganda. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that this is the first application of a controversial law enacted by the city in March.
Nikolai Alexeyev was fined 5,000 rubles, or about $170, for picketing St. Petersburg's City Hall last month with a sign reading, "Homosexuality is not a perversion." Alexeyev, Russia's most outspoken gay rights campaigner, was protesting the new law, which forbids the promotion of homosexuality to minors. Activists say it can be used to ban public demonstrations. Homosexuality was decriminalized in Russia in 1993, but anti-gay sentiment remains strong. A similar bill now in the federal parliament proposes fines of up to $17,000. Madonna says she will speak out against St. Petersburg's law when she performs in the city this summer. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
At least 20 people are dead after a suicide bomber blew up his explosives in a Pakistani market town. The aftermath here. The blast comes a day after the U.S. released letters seized from terrorist Osama bin Laden's compound saying Pakistani militants were killing too many civilians. Officials say they believe the suicide bomber was a teenager. Several schoolchildren and security officers were among those killed. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta visits Fort Benning in Georgia today. He is expected to address discipline and organization issues after killings of Afghan civilians, release of photos of troops urinating on dead insurgents, and mistaken burnings of the Quran. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.